see you next year.
See you on the 8th.
That's right.
Yeah. Enjoy your television.
That's right.
Keeping up with the Kardashians.
Our next item is Governor's Conditional Use Number 1772 Preliminary Site Plan, also Route 267. This piece of it's called Gill's Neck Road.
This is a preliminary site plan for 426 multifamily units located on 254.86 acres. Sorry. The site zoned AR1. The approved conditional use ordinance permits 472 multifamily units. This application was part of the bonus density program that the county has. There's a total of 53 units that would be subject to that bonus density that would result in a fee of $1,060,000 to the county. The conditional use was approved December 16th of 2008 with 15 conditions. That approval is still valid until January 1st of 2016. The conditions of approval have been noted on the site plan. There's 139 multifamily units proposed in 26 buildings. These buildings range from 6 units to 2 units. The 6 unit buildings measure 168 feet in length. However, they do fit in the 165 foot square building envelope that the commission's permitted on past projects. There's a 40 foot building separation between the buildings. They're proposing 287 single family detached dwellings. Each of those has a 10 foot building separation. The maximum length of a group of those buildings is 174 feet. They would also fit within that 165 foot square box. The detached single family dwellings are located to the west of the Senator subdivision that's currently under construction. Multifamily units are located to the west of the single family detached units. A clubhouse, swimming pool, sports courts are provided. 852 parking spaces are required. They're providing 910. The county will provide central sewer. Central water will be provided by Tidewater Utilities. If you grant preliminary approval, final should be subject to the review and approval of the commission, since we need a landscape plan with the final site plan, and we provided you a copy of the site plan. And that's all we've received to date.
Any comments, gentlemen, before I make a motion? Mr. Chairman, concerning Governor's Conditional Use Number 1772 Preliminary Site Plan off of Road 267, my motion is for approval as a preliminary, and that the final approval will be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission, which shall include a landscaping plan.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve Governor's Conditional Use Number 1772 Preliminary Site Plan as a preliminary. And I'm sorry, was your motion was to bring it back to the commission or not?
It's subject to final approval, subject to the approval of the commission.
Oh, okay.
With the inclusion of a landscaping plan.
Well, if all we're doing is approving it as a preliminary, that's all we need to do, right?
Right. We're just time to bring back a.
Oh, so you're approving it as a preliminary and stating that final subject to the commission.
Rather than by.
Typically, you wouldn't get it back unless you requested it.
Well, okay.
Normally we would be subject to the agent.
Oh,
to the
thought,
staff.
I thought it was. It came back if we didn't stipulate that that the staff was authorized
approve it. We normally say it to the commission so it's clear.
All right.
That's our prerogative to have it come back to the commission.
All right, well, I thought that was the rule unless we granted an exception to it. That's okay.
It would be, but it's been clear to the applicant that we let them tell them that they got to come back to the
meeting. Okay.
Tell them they got to spend another Thursday evening with us.
Okay. All right, then. It's been moved and seconded that we approve governor's conditional use number 1772 as a preliminary with the final approval to be subject to review by the commission. And landscaping plan shall be submitted with the final submission. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.